What if 2 million craft makers suddenly had to deal with sales tax in every state? We asked Etsy. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Sometime in June, the Supreme Court is expected to decide whether online retailers have to collect state sales taxes. Back in 1992, the court ruled that companies don't have to collect sales tax if they don't have a physical presence in a state. But recently, South Dakota passed a law demanding sales tax on online sales. Wayfair and Overstock sued. Those companies obviously benefit. Their prices are lower because they don't include tax. But smaller companies would get a double whammy. Their prices would go up, and it would be much harder for them to figure out how to collect those taxes. After all, there are more than 10,000 different jurisdictions for sales tax in the U.S. Lots of those small businesses and even individuals sell their goods on Etsy. Josh Silverman is CEO of that business. I asked him how big a deal this case is for his company.
This is a very big deal, not just for Etsy, but for all small entrepreneurs everywhere. I think that we need to make it easier for people to start and run businesses and to innovate and to grow our economy. In a world where more jobs are changing to be micro-entrepreneurs, we need to make that life easier for people, not harder. So I think this is a very big deal.
How does it work right now for Etsy sellers? You have there's an online seller's handbook with a section that seems to come from QuickBooks dedicated to sort of helping them sort out these rules. Do you have any sense of how many sellers right now are collecting sales tax or are sort of addressing this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our sellers are very focused on complying with the law, and they do pay tax. So each of them lives in a state, obviously, and is subject to the sales tax jurisdiction within that state. And they're very focused on complying with the tax laws in their state and paying taxes in their tax jurisdiction. And we do provide them with tools to help them to do that.
One of the first comments actually on that article in the handbook is Mildred Wagoner saying, "All this makes my brain hurt. I just want to sell my artwork and et cetera on Etsy." Again, should sellers suddenly be in the position of having to comply with all these 10,000 different sort of jurisdictional regulations, is this something that Etsy could just handle, that you could handle for the sellers as part of your platform as a service to them?
So the challenge is that one can create software that compiles the each of their hundreds of different classifications. Software can do that. Mm-hmm. But mapping hundreds of product classifications over tens of thousands of jurisdictions to each individual seller's products is exceptionally difficult. And Etsy doesn't have the knowledge about the specifics of each product to be able to do that. And it's an incredible burden for the sellers to do that. So we've created a micro business caucus, and we've been very active in pushing for tax reform that allows sellers to comply and pay taxes in a way that minimizes their administrative burden.
Are you advocating for something like a flat tax rate for online goods?
Not necessarily a flat tax rate, but we're advocating for federal simplification and harmonization so that there's one set of rules that are relatively easy to understand and comply with that would work nationally.
Yeah, I know that at the time of the original ruling that if you didn't have a physical presence, you didn't have to collect sales tax, that there was a sense that Congress then would step in and do something like this. And now there is maybe that sense as well that the Supreme Court will rule on this in June and that hopefully Congress will kind of fix whatever mess is created. Congress doesn't have a long history of doing that. So, how are you preparing for that possibility in the meantime?
One step at a time. Right now, we're really focused on the Supreme Court case. And so we wrote an amicus brief that really lays out why having every seller be subject to over 10,000 tax jurisdictions is simply unmanageable. We're very focused on advocating that case as best we can.
Josh Silverman is CEO of Etsy. The court heard arguments on Wayfair versus South Dakota earlier this month. SCOTUS watchers say it's unclear which way the justices are leaning. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.